This is Annie Stevens Gleason, Minister for Worship and Incorporation at the Episcopal Church of the Redeemer in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'd like to welcome you to our worship podcast.
Good morning, church. This is the Reverend Dr. Herschel Wade here to join you for morning prayer on Tuesday, June 6, 2024. Today, our readings will be from Ecclesiastes and the Gospel according to Matthew. If you'd like to mark it at this time, we will be reading Psalm 50, found on begins on page 654 in our Book of Common Prayer. Please join me on page 75 as we prepare our hearts and minds to worship God as a new day begins. I was glad when they said to me, "Go to the house of the Lord." Let us confess our sins against God and our neighbor. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole hearts. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, have mercy on you. Forgive you all your sins through our Lord Jesus Christ. Strengthen you in all goodness, and by the power of the Holy Spirit, keep you in eternal life. Amen. Lord, open our lips, and our mouth shall proclaim your praise. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. The earth is the Lord, for he made it. Come, let us adore him. Let us say together the Venite, found on page 82 in our Book of Common Prayer. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and raise a loud shout to him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. As his hands as are the caverns of the earth and the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hands have molded the dry land. Come, let us bow down and bend the knee and kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. We are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Oh, that today you will hearken to his voice. Psalm 50, found on page 654 in our Book of Common Prayer. The Lord, the God of gods, has spoken. He has called the earth from its rising of its sun to its setting. Out of Zion, perfect in his beauty, God reveals himself in glory. Our God will come and will not keep silence. Before him, there is a consuming flame, and about him is a raging storm. He calls the heavens and the earth from above to witness the judgment of his people. Gather before me, my loyal followers, those who have made a covenant with me and sealed it with a sacrifice. Let the heavens declare the rightness of his cause, for God himself is judge. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, I will bear witness against you, for I am God, your God. I do not accuse you because of your sacrifices. Your offerings are always before me. But I will not take no bull calf from your stalls, nor he goats out of your pens. For all the beasts of the forest are mine, the herds in their thousands upon the hills. I know every bird in the sky, and the creatures of the sky are in my sight. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the whole world is mine and all that is in it. And do you think I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? Offer to God a sacrifice of thanksgiving and make good your vows to the Most High. Call upon me in your day of trouble, I will deliver you, and you shall honor me. But to the wicked, God says, why do you recite my statutes and take my covenants upon your lips? Since you refuse discipline and toss my words behind your back. When you see a thief, You make him your friend and you cast him in your lot with adulterers. You have loosed your lips for evil and harnessed your tongues to a lie. You're always speaking evil of your brother and slandering your own mother's son. These things you have done and I have kept still, and you thought that I am like you. I have made my accusations. I have put my case before your eyes. Consider this well. You who forget God, lest I rend you, and there'll be none to deliver you. Whoever offers me the sacrifice of thanksgiving honors me. But to those who keep my way, I will show the salvation of God. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the book of Ecclesiastes. Moreover, I saw under the sun, in the place of justice, wicked was there, and in the place of righteousness, wicked was there as well. And I said in my heart, God will judge the righteous and the wicked, for he has appointed a time for every matter, for every work. I said in my heart with regard to human beings that God is testing them to show that they are but animals. But the fate of the humans and the fate of the animals is the same. As one dies, so dies the other. They all have the same breath, and humans have no advantage over the animals, for all is vanity. All go to one place, all are from dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows whether the human spirit goes upwards and the spirit of the animal goes downwards to the earth? So I saw that there is nothing better than that all should enjoy their work, for that is their lot. Who can bring them to see what will be after them? Again, I saw the oppressions that are practiced under the sun. Look, the tears of the oppressed, with no one to comfort them. On the side of their oppressors, there was power, with no one to comfort them. And I thought the dead who have already died were more fortunate than the living who are still alive. But better than both is the one who has not yet been and has not seen the evil deeds that are done under the sun. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us say the words of the second song of Isaiah, found on page 86 of our Book of Common Prayer. Seek the Lord as he wills to be found. Call upon his name when he draws near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the evil ones their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have compassion, and to our God, for he will richly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than yours, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. For as the rain and snow fall from the heavens and return not again, but water the earth, bringing forth life and giving growth, so is my word that goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but it will accomplish that for which I have purposed, and prosper in that for which I have sent it. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Now when Jesus heard this, he withdrew from there in a boat to a deserted place by himself. But when the crowds heard it, they followed him on foot from the towns. When he went ashore, he saw the great crowd, and he had compassion for them who cured the sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him and said, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is now late. Send the crowds away so that they may go to their villages and buy food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "They need not go away. You give them something to eat." They replied, "We have nothing here but 5 loaves and 2 fish. And Jesus said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. taking the five loaves and the two fish, he looked to the heavens and blessed and broke the loaves, gave them to his disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowd. And all ate and were filled, and they looked up. They took up what was left over of the broken pieces, and 12 baskets full. And those who ate were about 5,000 men, besides women and children. The word of the Lord, thanks be to God. Let us say together Canticle 18, found on page 93 on our Book of Common Prayer. Splendor and honor and kingly power are yours by right, O Lord our God. For you created everything that is, and by your will they were created and have their being. And yours by right, O Lamb that was slain, for your blood you have redeemed. For God, for every family, language, people, and nation, a kingdom of priests to serve our God. So to him who sit upon the throne, and to Christ the Lamb, be worship and praise, dominion, and the splendor forever and ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning. Amen. Let us say together the Apostles' Creed, found on page 96. I believe in God, the Father the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. On the third day, he rose again, and he descended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you let us pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Let us recite Suffrages B on page 98 of our Book of Common Prayer. Save your people, Lord, and bless your inheritance. Govern and uphold them now and always. Day by day, we bless you. We praise your name forever. Lord, keep us from sin all day. Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy. Lord, show us your love and mercy, for we put our trust in you. And you, O Lord, is our hope, and we shall never hope in vain. O God, the author of peace and lover of concord, to know you is eternal life, and to serve you is perfect freedom. Defend us, your humble servants, in all assaults of our enemy, that we, surely trusting in your defense, may not fear the power of any adversaries, through the might of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Heavenly Father, in you we live and move and have our being. We humbly pray you so to guide and govern us by your Holy Spirit, and in all cares and occupations of our life, we may not forget you, but remember that we are forever walking in your sight through Jesus Christ your Lord. Amen. O God, you have made of one blood all the peoples of the earth, and sent your beloved, your blessed Son to preach peace to those who are far off and to those who are near. Grant that people everywhere may seek after you and find you. Bring all nations into your fold, pour out your Spirit upon all flesh, and hasten the coming of your kingdom through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Jesus, you have stretched out your arms of love on the hard wood of the cross so that everyone might come within your reach of your saving embrace. Clothe us in your Spirit that we, reaching forth our hands in love, may bring those who know you to the knowledge and love of you. For the honor of your name, amen. It is here when you can offer your intercessions and thanksgivings. Almighty God, you have offered us grace at this time with one accord to make our common supplication to you. And you have promised through your well-beloved Son that when two or three are gathered together in his name, you will be in the midst of them. Fulfill now, O Lord, all desires and petitions that may be best for us, granting us in this world knowledge of your truth, in the age to come, life everlasting. Amen. Let us bless the Lord. Thanks be to God. Glory to God, whose power working in us can do infinitely more than we can ask or imagine. Glory to him from generation to generation in the church and in Christ Jesus forever and ever. Amen.